So Blake McCray is due up. The right fielder out of Eastern Michigan playing his collegiate ball with our right fielder, Logan Hugo. Rising senior from Romeo, Michigan, batting at 200. So the right-hander on Cody. He looks at second. Daniel stands there, fires in down below for a ball, 1-0. So the first hit comes in the bottom of the second, and Brock Daniels flies a ball out on the right field line. 1-0 count. Cody sets and serves, a swing and a ball that drops in between first and second. Rounding third is Daniels. The throw from Hugo is not in time, and the Battle Jacks strike first here in the bottom of the second. They lead 1-0. So a one-run RBI single from Blake McCray. And Battle Jacks get off on the front foot. And now Dave Oliva will step in at a Westchester University. Going to be a junior from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, batting a 151. So how about that? Back-to-back hits for the Battle Jacks. And it comes in with a run. So McCray stands at first. Cody with one down. Fires in, swinging a ground ball over to Conniff. Underhands it over to second to Broussard. The throw to first is on time. So after the Raptors give up a run, they get a 4-6-3 double play as we head to the top of the third inning here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third inning we go as Chris Conniff will lead off as he was just a part of that double play. Raptors give up a run in the bottom of the second. They trail 1-0. Has two hits from the Battle Jacks in the third. Has allowed him to strike first and draw first blood. So top of the third inning, Chris Conniff, the Wagner College infielder. 16 hits on 62 at-bats, batting at 258. 11 runs and 9 RBIs he's had. He batted at 250 last year. So already a little bit better here in his second summer with the Raptors as he sees the first ball outside, 1-0 count. Varnado will set in and fire as the 1-0 swing and a fly ball that pulls away out on the left field line, out of play, 1-1. 1-1 count. Varnado recorded his first strikeout on Shane Taylor in the second. So no hits for the Raptors yet. the 1-1, swinging a line drive that drops into the glove of the center fielder, Sokolov, for one down. So one out, and this brings up the nine-hole batter, Alex Duffy, and the catcher. So he struggled at the plate, three hits on 23 at-bats, batting a 130. So there's been three catchers in for the Rafters as the first offering comes in for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1, swinging a fly ball into right center field and reaching out and making the grab is Sokolov for two down. Well, no, I should say McCray, who just came over in time. So McCray got the fly out, the right fielder for two down. And now we return to the top of the order. Galson flew out to right on his last at bat. So he's 0 for 1 today. As Varnado sets in and throws for the first ball, 1-0. As once again, pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. 2-0 count, two outs, top of the third. Varnado, one strikeout today, the 2-0, swinging a ground ball that goes towards the shortstop, and Pyatt, the throw across his body, reaching out to make the grab is Oliva for the third out. So a great infield play from the shortstop and Fisher Pyatt as a three up and three down inning as we head to the bottom of the third. Battlejacks lead 1-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning we go as Blake Salomon at a Northwood University batting a 181, the right-handed batter will lead off. So 1-2-3 inning for the Battle Jacks. They've been getting done on the defensive side of the ball as Cody sets in and throws a ball right side out of the zone. But two hits for the Battle Jacks in the bottom of the second, which allowed a run to come in. As Cody sets and deals down low for a ball. Brock Daniels got the hitting going off of it. He flew a ball to right field, and then McCray, an RBI single into right, which allowed Daniels to get home from second. That's been the scoring so far. The 2-0 way inside and backing away was Salomon. So he's ahead in the count 3-0. Nine RBIs this season out of South Lyon, Michigan. Cody, the 3-0, And out and away for ball number four. So four straight balls, and that puts a runner on first here in the bottom of the third. The first walk of the game we've seen as Gavin Arsenault will be batting in the nine hole. He'll step in out of Southwestern Illinois from Oswego, Illinois. So rising junior batting a 182. So Salomon at first and Arsenault, the right-hander, and he bunts, just shows bunt, pops out on the left side out of play. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Cody shakes it off, looks over at first. Salomon, the leadoff. Kicks, winds, and serves as Arsenault shows bunt, pulls away in the back just at the end, but sees the ball 1-1. So Cody has not recorded a strikeout today. Nobody down. Salomon, who led off with a walk, stands at first, the 1-1, and a bunt goes right into the glove of Cody. The throw at second to Broussard, had to reach out to his right to make the grab, and he does. Salomon gets out at second. Arsenault will take first, and one out. So having to extend his arm was Broussard. So Arsenault gets the first on a fielder's choice. So top of the order we go. As JT Sokolov grounded out to third on his last at bat as Taylor made an excellent throw across the diamond to first. So one out, Arsenault, and Cody the pickoff attempt. Gervich late to the tag. That happened yesterday with the Rafters. Ryan Kaiser was on the mound and was able to pick off one of the Dock Spiders' runners. So it's been successful at times. The first offering comes in. Have the throw over and gets out Sokolov at first. Conniff really had to work for that play. So two down. But getting to second was Arsenault. So a runner in scoring position. And Charlie Rhee is up. Grounded out to short on his first appearance up at the plate. So Rhee, the left fielder. Two California natives going at it. Rhee from San Diego and Cody from Mission Viejo. He serves in the first offering on a curveball just above the zone for a ball 1-0. So Arsenault got to first on a fielder's choice and then was also able to get to second on a fielder's choice as well. So the 1-0. Swing and a miss down low for a strike, 1-1. Cody yet to record a strikeout today. Gone through the order once. Two outs, one ball and one strike. Arsenault at second. Cody looks over, serves in the 1-1. Swinging a ball, popped up in, dropped into the right center side. Rounding second and heading for home is Arsenault. And he'll get home. And the Battle Jacks double their lead here in the bottom of the third. So an RBI single from Rhee. Battle Jacks at least a run here in the past two innings. So this brings up Fisher Pye at the shortstop, who's been busy on the defensive side. Grounded out to second on his last appearance at the plate. As the pickoff attempt over to Gervich and getting Rhee at first. He tagged him in time. So the Raptors give up a run, but they get important pickoff attempts as we head to the top of the fourth. They trail 2-0. We'll be back in a moment here on...
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need. For the most effective solutions for relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids, contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, .biz.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, and the Raptors trail 2-0. A run each in the past two innings for the Battle Jacks. They have three hits. So the Raptors still yet without a hit today as Ty Johnson will step in, grounded out to first on his last appearance at the plate. So guy that's leading the team in batting average and at bats, the lefty pops. Up a bunt that ends. Got quite a lot of power on the bunt, 0-1. Top of the fourth inning. Raptors, three scoreless innings of baseball, the 0-1, and comes below the zone for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 count. The 1-1. Callison swings and flies a ball out on the left field side, out of play. It comes in for a strike, 1-2. So a slow start for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-2 count. Varnado fires in and fouled backside once again. So Johnson staying alive in the count, 1-2. Flower Mound, Texas native. And the 1-2 comes in and hits Johnson on the right elbow. That's the second time Barnardo has hit a rafter on a pitch, so he'll take first. And Gervich was hit in the second. And now Ty Johnson hit by a pitch here in the fourth. Brendan Bobo is due up. Lined out to second on his last appearance at the plate. 9 RBIs, 8 of those acquired this week. So Varnado checks over at first, and sliding back towards the bag is Johnson, head first into the rubber. He leads off at first, no outs. Here at top of the fourth, Varnado once again on the first offering, outside for a ball, 1-0. One-oh count. Rafters still looking for their first hit, let alone their first run. The 1-0 as Bobo flies one back once again. And out into the grandstands for a strike, 1-1. So Johnson was ready to take second. So the furthest Rafter has gotten on base was Gervich at second. And he was hit by a pitch, which allowed him to eventually steal towards second. But other than that, Rafters have really been silent on the offensive end as pick off at first. Alava late to the tag. So Bobo, 8 hits, 39 at bat. One of the premier players in this league, the 1-1 as he swings and bombs a ball to deep right center field, heading back towards the wall and reaching out and making the grab is Sokolov as he guns a ball all the way over to first, and Johnson slides head first into the bag just a little bit late. So Bobo, great contact, but Sokolov was there for the putout as he rifled the ball over to first. Johnson just barely gets to first back in time for the tag. So one out, and Jack Gervich is due up. Hit by a pitch last time. He was able to get to second off of a stolen base. Him and Johnson both lead the team batting average with .322. He's at 59 at bats as the pickoff over at first. And sliding back is Johnson. One down. Varnado with a strikeout today as the throw over to second and sliding headfirst into the bag. And Johnson gets out at second. The throw from Salomon is right on time. So Johnson gets caught stealing for two outs. Battle Jacks, they've had three hits and two runs on the offensive end, but playing exceptional on the defensive end. And 1-0 count here on Gervich, the left-hander, as he swings and misses upstairs for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Third offering comes in low for a ball, 2-1. A 2-1 count. Varnado kicks, winds, and serves again and paints the left edge of the zone. Inside, four strike, 2-2. So deuces across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Varnado comes set, serves, and Gervich flies the ball out on the left field side, out of play. Count runs at 2-2. Varnado serves in the 2-2, swing and a miss upstairs for strike number three. So the second strikeout for Hunter Varnado, and the Rafters come up scoreless once again as the Battle Jacks lead 2-0. We'll be back here in the home half of the inning.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences?
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball.
Go Yard this summer.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth.
Let's get more Wisconsin.
So, have
my name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2020.
Listening to us
go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, You can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth, we go as the Battle Jacks lead 2-0 in a pitching change in store for the Rafters. Out of the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, Nick Paulson has had 6 games played. Just throws in for a strike. He's had 13 in the third innings pitched, allowing 19 hits, 7 runs. He's also acquired 7 strikeouts. From Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, 4 Wisconsin natives on this Rafters roster. The 0-1 comes outside, swing and a miss for a strike, 0-2. So Paulson pitching his last 2 games against Lakeshore and Wausau. And went 3 innings each in both of them as 1-2 count. So Cody's day is done. Allowing 2 hits, 3 hits, 2 runs, and no strikeouts. Paulson sets in a swing and a bouncer over to Broussard at short. Has all the time in the world. Flings it over to first. For 1 down. So this brings up Jake Allgaier, the third baseman, grounded out to second on his last appearance up at the plate. Rafter is trying to limit this Battle Jacks team right now. An RBI has come from Charlie Ree and also McCray as the first pitch comes in 4-1, 1-0. So the Battle Jacks have really cool looking uniforms with the camouflage tops and the USA logo themed logos on the front and back. So letters with the American flag. So very cool. So the Rafters will be debuting those later in July. 1-1 count. With 1 down, swinging a fly ball that pulls on the right field side, and Johnson comes out, makes an easy grab for 2 down. So 2 straight outs, and this brings up Brock Daniels, who got a double on his last appearance at the plate. Flew a ball out to right field that dropped just before the first base line. So he started things off for the Battle Jacks and was able to get home. So Paulson sets in as Daniels bounces the ball, fouled off right side, 0-1. Bottom four. The Battle Jacks lead 2-0. 0-1 count. Paulson kicks and serves as a swing and a ball. Well hit to right center field. Bounces on a one-hop bounce before towards the wall. Rounding first, heading for second, and getting there with ease is Daniels. Back-to-back hits for him and back-to-back doubles. He's at a start. So the Rafters have had no answers for him. Daniels to second, and this brings up Blake McCray, who had an RBI single on his last at-bat. So a similar start to allow the Battle Jacks to get their first run in the second inning. And it looks very similar to this time here in the fourth. A double from Daniels, and McCray, the right fielder, the right-hander, Paulson sets and serves. below the zone, 4-ball, 1-0. One out count with two down. Four hits now for Battle Creek. Paulson fires in the 1-0, swinging a drive right into the glove of Johnson at center for the third out. So the Raptors give, they trail 2-0. We'll be back here on WFHR for the top of the fifth inning.
Here's your forecast from locally grown.
You're constantly rubbing your hands.
What is
dedication?
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast.
I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art artists supporting artists in their own words.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning. Raptors trail 2-0 as Broussard down in the count 0-2. So Broussard, who lined out for the shortstop, Pyatt, 1-2 count. He's 0-for-1 today, the 1-2, swinging a ground ball onto the third baseman in Allgaier. The throw across the diamond is there for one out. So Raptors still without a hit here in the top of the fifth. So Shane Taylor is up, struck out swinging on his last at bat, and the left-hander is going to hopefully kick things off on the hitting side for the Raptors. Varnado fires a swing and a bouncer over to the first baseman, and Oliva, who steps on the bag before Taylor can get there for two down. So two outs. And now this brings up Logan Hugo, who also had a ground out in his last at bat. Two strikeouts for Varnado today. He got one on Gurevich and Taylor. And Hugo looking to try to get the first hit for the Raptors. And his first offering comes down low for a ball, 1-0. Top of the fifth. The 1-0. Up and away out of the zone for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 count with two outs. Four hits for the Battle Jacks, none for the Raptors. The 2-0 and clips the right edge of the zone inside for a strike, 2-1. Varnado up to 57 pitches as of now. He'll set and serve the 2-1. Out and low as Salomon had to shift to his right. and see the ball. 3-1. So nobody walked yet here for the Raptors. Hugo on the verge of that, as he could see a ball here, which would allow him to be walked as he fouls one off left side. 3-2. So first base coach for the Raptors, Josh Nikoloff. And at third base, Orlando Rodriguez. Two very knowledgeable coaches. As the payoff inside, as Hugo has to duck away for ball number four. So the first walk of the game for Varnado allows Hugo to get to first. That puts a runner on for the Raptors. Chris Conniff is set to bat, the left-hander. Flew out on his last at bat. He's 0-1 today. So the leadoff for Hugo at first. Varnado throws at first now. Hugo slides headfirst into the bag. Varnado will come set once again. He'll look it off and fire in as Conniff bunts a ball right towards Varnado, and he's late to pick it up, which allows Conniff to get to first. So couldn't corral the ball in. Conniff at first, and now Hugo to second. And it looks like that, are they going to call that an error off of Varnado? Wasn't able to pick it up in time. So Conniff stands at first, Hugo at second. The Raptors possibly have something brewing here in the top of the fifth. Alex Duffy flew out on his last at bat. And Varnado fires in a low and away. Out for a ball, 1-0. One out count. Conniff stands at first, Hugo at second. As the umpire having a word with the pitcher. So it comes in as an error for Varnado, and the first error of the game. Executed bunt for Chris Conniff. Varnado looks in. The Warner Robins Georgia native will set and fire just outside of the zone, 2-0. A 2-0 count with two outs. Two runners on for the Raptors. Tying run at first. Varnado looks, fires, and finds the strike zone. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. He's had two strikeouts today. He's walked one. So Hugo got to first off of a walk, and Conniff off an error was able to get to first. So 2-1 upstairs, 4-ball, 3-1. Battlejacks on the verge of having the Raptors' bases juiced here in the top of the fifth. 3-1 count. Varnado looks and serves. Fouled off back behind the plate. 3-2, so full count with two down. Raptors still yet without a recorded hit. Perhaps the time is now for Alex Duffy batting in the nine hole. So reliable catcher behind the plate. But when he's up to bat, he struggled. Batting a 130, two down. Varnado, the full count, fouls off backside. As Conniff and Hugo ready to advance the bases, but called back now. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Varnado kicks and serves the payoff. Swing and a miss outside for strike number 3. And Hunter Varnado is fired up after that one. He records his 3rd strikeout and halts this Raptors attack as we head to the bottom of the 5th inning. Battlejacks 2, Raptors 0. We'll be back in a moment.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning we go. Battle Jacks 2, Rafters 0. They've had five scoreless innings of baseball, have not gotten a hit yet. So the Battle Jacks, a run in the second, and then a run in the third on four hits. They've also committed an error, but that has not stopped them. So Nick Paulson on the mound once again. Has 11 pitches and has allowed a hit as he throws in for a strike. So the left-hander out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Ahead in the count 0-1 on Dave Alava. Alava 0-for-1 today. Paulson will fire in and find the zone for a strike, 0-2. 0-2 count. Paulson looks, kicks, and serves. The 0-2 swinging a ball popped up out on the third base line, out for the dugout. Reaching out to try to make the grab is Duffy near the Rafters dugout, but wasn't able to do so. Duffy fully extended his body just a little bit short. 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Rafters not gotten a hit yet. But defensively, they've been okay. Just a couple hits has really hurt them as the 0-2 swing and a miss outside. A drop third strike and a throw out to Gurvich at first. So one out. And this brings up Blake Salomon, who walked on his last appearance at the plate. So he's been walked. The only walk for the Rafters has been on him. So Salomon, discipline. First time up at bat. One down, and Paulson will look. He'll kick and serve, swinging a ground ball that bounces a weird bounce over to Broussard at short, has all the time and throws to first, right on the money for two down. It bounced off the left side of the mound, took a skip, but went right into the glove of Garrett Broussard. So now Gavin Arsenault, batting in the nine hole, got on base off of a fielder's choice. Arsenault a guy that's slotted in at second base today. He's been busy out there as Paulson sets in and delivers down low for a ball. Arsenault batting a 182. No hit, no home runs, no RBIs for him. Got on base on a fielder's choice. The 1-0 in the zone for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nick Paulson will come set, serve. Swinging a bouncer over to short at Broussard. Fields it up in the glove. The throw to first is a bullet for the third out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Raptors. They still trail 2-0 as we head to the top of the sixth inning.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Five innings down, and here in the top of the sixth inning, Raptors are due up. Anthony Gallison will lead off. So top of the order, five scoreless innings and five hitless innings for the Raptors. So Gallison swings and misses outside, 0-1. Varnado nearing his 70th pitch. He's walked the batter in three strikeouts as he sets and serves inside of the zone. 0-2 count. Gallison with a fly out and a ground out. Flew out to left, grounded out to short. The 0-2 out and away for a ball. 1-2. 1-2 count. Barnardo sets, serves the 1-2, swinging a ground ball over to Pyatt. Scoops it up, the throw to first is on time for one down. That's been a common theme for the Raptors today. A lot of ground outs. They just have not been able to get the bats going. But still, 4 2/3 innings, 3 2/3 innings of baseball left. So there is quite a lot of time for them to get going. They're only down 2-0 as Chai Johnson is up. Johnson hit by a pitch and he grounded out. So he's 0-1 as he sees the first offering come down low for a ball, 1-0. Varnado will serve in outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. A 2-0 count with one down. The kick, the wind. The pitch inside down low on the right part of the zone. So three straight balls. Ty Johnson on the verge of getting on base once again. Varnado looks and serves and clips the left edge of the zone, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one out. Varnado, the 3-1. Johnson swings and pops up a ball out of play. Left field side, running after it is Allgaier at third and does not make the catch in time. Couldn't see the catch from my angle, but wasn't able to corral the ball in. So good effort there Just a little bit short. But that puts the count at full 3-2. Varnado was fired up in the last inning because there were two runners on in a 3-2 count. Rafters were on the cusp of having the bases juiced, but Varnado, a big strikeout. So 3-2 count with one down. Varnado, three strikeouts today. He struck out Gervich, Taylor, and Duffy. He's only had one walk. So Ty Johnson, the center fielder, batting a 322, sees the count run full. Varnado serves in, swinging a ground ball that goes in between first and second. The dive from Arsenault is too late, and Ty Johnson will get to first. So the first hit of the game belongs to the center fielder from Flower Mound, Texas. Johnson will take first. And perhaps that gets things going for the Raptors on the offensive side of things. Johnston stands at first. And now this brings up Brendan Bobo. The pickoff attempt. Johnson slides back towards the wall. And gets there safe. One down. The first hit of the game comes in the top of the sixth inning for Ty Johnson. Varnado sets and serves as a ball gone away from Solomon behind him allows Johnson to take second and now puts a runner in scoring position. So a wild pitch, 1-0 count. Goes below Solomon. And Brendan Bobo, who bombed a ball into right center field, but Sokolov was under it just before the wall. So he's made good contact today. The 1-0, low and away, 4-ball, 2-0. 2-0 count with one down. Three strikeouts for Varnado, nearing his 81st pitched. The 2-0. Napping away out of the zone. 3-0. So three straight balls for the Warner Robins, Georgia native. At second is Johnson. One out. The 3-0. And finds his own for a strike. 3-1. So Varnado up to 16 strikeouts on the season. Brendan Bobo, 61 hits last season, 56 RBIs. And a guy that's had 8 hits, the 3-1. And inside for a strike. Bobo was ready to take first. He thought it was ball number 4. But Varnado fights back in the count, 3-2. So the count runs full at 3-2. Johnson stands at second with one down. Varnado looks and fires in the payoff. Inside for strike number 3. So after three straight balls, three straight strikes for Hunter Varnado. And up to 4 strikeouts. And now 2 down. So Bobo, unfortunate to see that not go his way. And this brings up Jack Gervich. So Gervich today, 0-for-1, hit by a pitch, and he struck out. Johnson at second. And his first offering comes up above the zone for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with 2 down. Gervich, the left-hander with the bat on his shoulder. Varnado sets fires below the zone, 2-0. So after three straight balls on Bobo, and right after that, three straight strikes. So 2-0 count. 4 strikeouts for the middle Georgia State pitcher. The 2-0 up and out of the zone for a ball, 3-0. Perhaps Gervich can get ball number 4 or get another hit. Rafters one hit. And it came at the hands of Ty Johnson, who's standing at second. Varnado looks, sets, in serves a 3-0, and clips the inside of the zone, 3-1. Three balls a strike. Johnson, the leadoff at second. The 3-1. Swinging a ground ball over to Pyatt. Scoops it up in the glove. The throw at first is on the money for the third out. So the Rafters get a hit, but no runs as they trail. We'll be back here in the bottom of the sixth here on WFH.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. That biz.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning we go as the Rafters trail 2-0. JT Sokolov is due up 0 for 2 today. And Nick Paulson remains on the mound. He's had a strikeout in 19 pitches, nearing his 20th, as he throws in 4-1, 1-0. Has allowed a hit. Other than that, he's done well as the 1-0 skies away, backside fouled off, 1-1. 1-1 count, Battle Jacks 2, Rafters 0. They've been out hit 4-1. Just been a slow day on the offensive side for Wisconsin Rapids as Paulson serves in the 1-1, finds the zone right down the plate, 1-2. 1-2. The 1-2 inside for a ball. And a warm summer evening. And reminding you, this game is brought to you by Comfort Air. Strike out the summer heat with a new AC from your local experts. Shirley is hot here in Battle Creek, Michigan. The 2-2 up and outside of the zone on the right side. So 3-2, the count runs full. Paulson has not walked anybody today. JT Sokolov, he swings and pulls the ball into shallow right, running after it and making the grab is Johnson at center. One down. So a fly out from Sokolov, grounded out twice. He's 0 for 3 today. As Charlie Ree, who had an RBI single, which allowed Arsenault to get home. So he's had a good day. He's 1 for 2. So Reed, the left fielder, and Paulson throws outside of the zone. 1-0. 1-0, 1 out. Reed dials in and serves. A swing and a line drive that drops right into the glove of Conniff. At second, two down. Conniff didn't have to move. All he had to do was just reach out his arm and make the grab. So now Fisher Pyatt